Devil Radio 92.7 FM, covering all the malarkey you can handle.
In the year 2525.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Fascinating development in the campaigns for the U.S. Senate. Let me tell you something. Everything you read in the news is sort of yesterday's news in a sense. But trying to keep track of what's going on the ground and in the present is what's important. And I'm going to give you some very, very interesting data. The GOP, the Republicans, are canceling $10 million in ads in Arizona, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania Senate races. $10 million. Remember, the election is in November. This is the middle of August. This is beyond the middle of August. And they're canceling them. They're canceling them in Arizona. Remember, Blake Masters is running against Mark Kelly. In Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes is running against Ron Johnson. And in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor, is running against Mehmet Oz. If the Republicans lose all three of those, that means that the Democrats will have held Wisconsin, held Arizona, and flipped Pennsylvania. So why are they giving up? Why are they giving up? They've canceled $5 million in Pennsylvania, $2 million in Arizona, and $2 million in Wisconsin. That's because Blake Masters is behind Mark Kelly in Arizona. Mehmet Oz is behind John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. And in Wisconsin, there's been really no polling, but they're very concerned with Ron Johnson coming out saying that Social Security should be discretionary, Medicare should be discretionary, that the pharmaceutical companies are being victimized by having to negotiate bulk prices. This is a concession that the Republicans think that they could lose those races and probably will. What that means is if we hold two what seemingly vulnerable seats, and actually one is Arizona, actually we'd be flipping Wisconsin and flipping Peru. So there's two we'd flip. This is not looking very good for Republicans. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Well, effectively, the Republican Party died last night. The Republican Party, as we know it, is dead. DOA, dead. It's the party of Trump. So what's going to happen next? If the Republicans are reelected, you are looking at a party that does not care about democracy. They proved it here in the state of Wisconsin. You have three Supreme Court justices. Supreme Court justices on our court in this state that don't believe in fair elections, Gableman, Foss, and you can go on and on. It's with the congressmen even in this state. But because of gerrymandering here, they're probably going to get reelected. But this is, last night was serious. This is a Trump party. They've signed on to all his baggage. And that's what I'm going to say today. And it's just unbelievable. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. That's an excellent comment. Have another call, Connor. I have another call on the line. We're going to stay on the lines. But in the meantime, what I'm going to say is this. I want to get, well, first of all, I'm going to ratify exactly what Wisco Paul just said, right on the money. And with the Liz Cheney being blown out by almost 30 points last night, that is a statement. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Boy, is Paul spot on or what? And I thought about something that happened to me about several years ago, about 06. We used to take care of the janitorial services for the state of Wisconsin Republican Party. Okay, so we're in there on a Saturday doing some carpet cleaning. And I said, isn't there something in here? Here's a picture of Ronald Reagan in this one room, another one in another office. Picture of the current president, you know, was Bush at the time. And then what I'm getting to is not a picture in there of, well, there was one of Abraham Lincoln. But here's what I found astounding. And the guy was with, well, that was a long time ago. I said, not a picture of a guy who was the Supreme Allied Commander in World War II, two-term president. Gee, I think that's kind of where they started going wrong when they morphed away from that type of Republican, Dwight Eisenhower, when they morphed towards something like Reagan and then Bush and then, for God's sakes, this last guy. You know, the party should really do some looking back at their history.
Yeah, I think that's right. If you take a look back, Abraham Lincoln, I mean, I think he was our greatest president, actually. Abraham Lincoln founded the Republican Party in the sense that he was their first presidential candidate, and he won.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln. And so Abraham Lincoln is the sort of the gold star of the party. However, it is true, I got to say this, that between the 1860s and up through after the Second World War, or up to Roosevelt, actually, and then the Second World War, the Republican Party was more the party of civil rights, and the Democratic Party was dominated by segregationists. And that was sadly true the rest of the 19th century and into the 20th century. But then it changed, and then suddenly we had Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, John F. Kennedy, we had Jimmy Carter, we have Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, you know, and then we have Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and the Republican Party has steadily gone the other way. And the first time that it seemed to break in an odd and weird direction was that Richard Nixon, and then, of course, Richard Nixon had to resign. But after that, Ronald Reagan came along, and he was a president for two terms. George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush were not bad on civil rights, but they were pushing the party to the right. But then you go beyond that. What do you have? You know, you have Trump, and you have the Tea Party, and it's gone the other way. So very, very good point, Dick. I mean, doesn't surprise me that the Republican Party did not have pictures of Dwight Eisenhower or anybody who was what I would call really fine presidents and patriots. And that is very, very sad. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Look around.